ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Shri Mayapur Navidham ki jai. Gangamaya ki jai. Jamunamaya ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru, Shri Guru. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's nice to be back in Melbourne again. I think it's been a couple of years. Yeah. Great place for book distribution. Hopefully we'll be able to increase it here. Om Gyanatama Nandasya Gyananjana Sabhakaya Chakshum Nalitam Jaina Prasmai Shri Gurave Mukham Bhagavata Lankam Lankhaya Devi Yat Kripataraham Vande Shigurum Vindhavya Vancha Kavakaya Shya Kripa Sindhu Devi Paridhana Bhavane Devaishya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. So, this morning it was mentioned that today we would talk about how to distribute books. But I was thinking before we do that, better to discuss about why we distribute books. Important. Krishna, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Saha Yogi Prajasvasa Purvacha Prajapa. The Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods and blessed them, saying, be thou happy by this yajna, by this sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and attaining liberation. So people want to be happy. Right? We all want to be happy. We're pleasure seekers. So Krishna's saying here, how to be happy? By performing yajna, sacrifice. Prabhupada once said that if one wants to live a easygoing life in Krishna consciousness, then advancement will be very slow. So, but if we want to advance very quickly, then perform yajna. And, you know, this age, Kali, Krishna Varnam Dvasa Krishna Sangha Pangasta Varsa Yagyai Sankirtana Yajanti Yisame. That in this age of Kali, intelligent people worship the personality of Godhead, who is always chanting the names of Krishna. And his name is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he is not blackish, he's Krishna himself, and he has come with his confidential associates, devotees, his weapons. Prabhupada was speaking about this, and he said that this ISKCON society is also one of the weapons of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to dissipate the darkness of ignorance. So what does it mean, yajna? It means to perform some austerity. Nayam deho dehabhadam naloke. Lord Yashabde, he says that in this human form of life we should perform austerity. And by this austerity we also attain happiness. Prabhupada, he told the Gurukul teachers, you teach the boys the joy of austerity. Interesting. The joy of austerity. Why is it joyful? Because we're doing something which is pleasing to Krishna. So Krishna, he reciprocates. He reciprocates with us. So Krishna, he very clearly lets us know how to please him. He reveals his mind to us in the Bhagavad Gita. He reveals how we can actually conquer his heart. Krishna has a soft spot. You understand soft spot? You understand? There's a way. It's like if you have a relative or something, and you know something is really pleasing to that relative, and you do that thing, and then you know he or she is going to be very pleased. So Krishna has this soft spot. Therefore he says, Ya idam padamanguyam mad bhakti subhanas bhakti mayam param mvaisa. Anybody who teaches this message of Bhagavad Gita, this great secret, this guyam, this great secret, is most dear to me, and there will never be anyone more dear to me than that person. So we get very, very quick recognition from Krishna if we distribute books. And Srila Prabhupada, he took on the order of his spiritual master. Now, I started this lecture saying that we should learn why we should distribute books. Prabhupada, being the great Vaishnava that he was, he said, I followed the order of my guru blindly. He didn't ask why. He said, if you get money, print books. He told him to go to the West and preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the English speaking world. Of course, in the beginning, that first time, Prabhupada was arguing a little bit. How can we go and preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when we're under rule of the British? Who will listen to our message? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, we're spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not dependent on some political adjustment. So Prabhupada appreciated that. He said it was the first time he was ever defeated. And he was happy. So Prabhupada, he said, I accepted the order of my spiritual master blindly. He had faith in his guru. So we should have faith in the acharyas. And this is the most important activity. There's a statement, Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. May everybody be happy. This is the mission. We want everybody to be happy. A devotee is Parav Dukha Dukhi. He sees someone suffering, he gives pain. Prabhupada was once driving a car in Los Angeles, going to this Japa walk. And he was driving along, and there was a big field next to him. And there were some men there with sticks. Prabhupada asked the devotee, what are they doing? The devotee said, well, Prabhupada, they have a hole in the ground, and they have this white ball, and they tried to hit the ball in the hole with the stick, golfing. So Prabhupada started crying. He said, they're simply wasting the human form of life. So much compassion. So much compassion. Can't imagine. In 11 years, he spread Krishna consciousness around the world. How could he do that? It's like inconceivable. Because he had a lot of compassion. Now, compassion is not an easy quality to develop. It's there. It's something that we have to pray for. But if we have compassion, then you're so happy. You actually want to help people. It's a source of joy. Well, this is why Prabhupada was so happy. Because he had a heart full of compassion. He didn't like to see people suffer. Devotee is parasukasuki. He sees others happy, then he's happy. Saw so many suffering people, and then he would bring them under his merciful wing, and they became so happy. He said, I've come to turn the hippies into happies. And he did. And he's still turning people to happiness. So this is some of the reason why we distribute books. We want people to be happy. And there's no literature throughout the world that explains how to be happy. There's this illusory happiness. There's a lot of books out there explain how to experience illusory happiness. Maya Sukhaya, but not lasting happiness. That's increasing. That's only in Prabhupada's books. Nayad Vichas Chitram Param Harayas Jagat Pavitram Prabhupada Karaj. That literature which does not give descriptions of the glories of the Lord, which alone that literature which does not give descriptions of the glories of the Lord, are said by sages to be placed at pilgrimage for crows. On the other hand, that literature which does give descriptions of the Lord are of another creation directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world and misdirected civilization. So, you've got the crow. They're interested in sense gratification. That's what most people are interested in. You know, practically everybody's interested in sense gratification. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said, our movement will always be small because we have four regular principles. People don't like that. They want sense gratification. But there are some souls, and we're some of them right here, sitting right here. We don't mind giving up those four regular principles because there's no joy there. So there's the crows, this is what they're after, sense gratification. But there's another bird, the swan. The swan lives in a nice place. I travel around the world a lot, and I see it. Wherever there's swans, there's always a nice lake by, or a nice river, very beautiful, very lush, very nice. And one of the, maybe closest door, is that possible? There's a nature of the swan, is that they're able to take, believe it or not, they're able to take water, take milk. If you pour milk and water in a lake or something, they're able to separate the milk from the water. Amazing. There was one devotee who was living in an area where there was swans, so he thought he'd test it out. See if it's true. It was pretty far out. So he did, and he saw that the duck was taking the swan was taking the milk, but the water was coming out of his nostrils. He was separating, he was taking the milk. He was like, wow, it's true. So a devotee, he takes the essence and rejects. What the crows are taking, he rejects that. He's not interested. He only takes the essence, the milk. So these books are very valuable. And they can attract swan-like people. They can turn crows into swans. It's like before we joined, at least I should speak for myself, I was a big crow, trying to enjoy sense gratification. But then I read Prabhupada's books, and immediately some of the crow feathers started falling off, and some swan feathers started growing. There's still a lot of crow feathers there, still there, I'm trying to give it a little, shake them off, still there. But I feel they're also still falling off. The swan feathers are growing. So it's a gradual process. So this is the mission. We want to turn people into swans. And there's many people out there that are, as soon as they hear this message of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they're attracted. I was speaking to our nice doctor here earlier. He read Bhagavad Gita first time. Oh, he was so happy. So happy. Immediately he understood. He had read other Bhagavad Gitas. Very hard to read, hard to understand. Prabhupada's immediately, oh, this is so nice, this is the truth. And before Prabhupada came to the West, there was already so many Bhagavad Gitas, hundreds. Nobody became a devotee of Krishna. Because the persons translating, they didn't have love for Krishna. Prabhupada had love for Krishna. So therefore he gave the pure message. He had this compassion, this love for Krishna. So therefore, people were attracted. They were very attracted when they heard about Krishna. So So all these other people, they didn't have love for Krishna. So how can they give the pure message of Krishna? So all these other Bhagavad Gita's, you can call them Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. That's why Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita as it is the pure message. And therefore, thousands of people became devotees of Krishna. Purity is the force. Prabhupada has his purity. And he said, I live in my books, I'll never die. One reporter said, so when you die, how will things carry on? And Srila Prabhupada said, I will never die. And all the devotees said, Jai Srila Prabhupada! I will always live in my books. He reasons ill to say that Vaishnavas die while still living in sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread the holy name around. So when we distribute these books, we're giving them Srila Prabhupada, the most merciful, compassionate lover of God. We're giving them hours and hours and hours of lectures. And also, Krishna, one purport, Prabhupada says that a diamond is very nice, right? Everybody likes diamonds. Gold is very nice. People like gold. You put a diamond in a gold ring, it's very attractive. So Krishna is compared to the diamond. And the pure devotee is compared to gold. A very nice combination, beautiful combination. So this is Prabhupada and Krishna. Very nice combination. So when we distribute books, this is what we're giving people. We're giving Prabhupada and Krishna. Some people will appreciate it, some people won't. But Krishna, he says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, prana artha diyavacha shreyam acharanam sada. He says all living entities should perform welfare activities for the benefit of others. With one's life, with one's wealth, with one's intelligence, and with one's words. So this is the instruction of Krishna. So this is why we distribute books. And Prabhupada many times he said that this is such an important movement. He wanted people to dedicate their life to spreading Krishna consciousness. We have such a short life. You know. Maybe some people are going to live another 40 years, maybe 50 years, 30 years. But what's 50 years? 50 years is only 600 months. Months are going by very quickly, you know. Here it is, January, February. It's only 600 months, 50 years, not that long. 20 years, 30 years, 25 years, that's only 300 months. Going by, we don't know how long we're going to live. We may not live the rest of the day. We don't know. So better utilize our life as much as we can to help others, to spread this Krishna consciousness, give people an opportunity to hear the absolute truth. And Prabhupada said that this is so important that people, they just touch a book. You may go out and distribute books, try to distribute books, and not distribute one book, but many people touch the book. Then they benefit. Prabhupada said they just see a devotee, a sankirtan devotee, they benefit. And we purify the atmosphere by this book distribution. Prabhupada said when you chant Hare Krishna, the sound vibration is circumambulating the planet. So this book distribution, it also purifies the atmosphere. There used to be a saying in Britain that the sun never sets on the British Empire, but now it does. But the sun actually never does set on the book distributors of Srila Prabhupada Society. As we're speaking, books are being distributed. The North European BBT figured out that every 7 seconds a book is being distributed. Because we distribute about 6 million a year. We just figured out. So we're very fortunate to be a part of the society. And we should feel it's important to help others. And we're very fortunate that we've come across this pure message of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. Very fortunate. Very fortunate. So we should try to help others also be fortunate. This is a way to show our gratitude. You know? We should be grateful. That's a way to show our gratefulness. So there's a program started in California called the Monthly Sankirtan Festival. Many of you are working, most of you are working. It's not easy to go out and distribute books. And other devotees are devotees in the temple, they're doing other services, so it's difficult. So this is a program where on Friday night, one Friday, of course, you probably have weekly Harinams, right? So this is Friday night, have Harinam, big Harinam. Try to get the congregation also, as many people as possible. Next day, Saturday, book distribution. One Saturday a month. How does that sound? Sound good? Yes.
Possible?
Yes. Hari Bol. Hari Bol! So the worst thing that's going to happen when you go out this one day a month is that people are going to say no. No, thank you. So don't be too scared. There'll be some people that'll say no. Not a big deal. And some people will say yes. And if you just distribute one book, very auspicious. Even if nobody takes a book, people touch the book, auspicious. It's not that difficult. In the beginning, you might be a little rusty. Who here has never distributed a book before? Never distributed books before? Raise your hand. Okay, 4, 5. Okay, 5, 6. 6, 7. Okay, you're all businessmen, right? So, not that difficult. We have experts here. Nanda Mandir and others. So you can learn from them. And you'll find, I've found people, devotees, that go out on book distribution and they're so happy. And they say, well, that was the most wonderful time of my life. And they get addicted. So you might get addicted to good addiction. A very nice activity. So this is how we develop the Vaishnava qualities when we go out on book distribution. It's another reason of why we go out. We're helping others, right? But we're also helping ourselves. There's a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Swayambhu Manu. He says, Tatikshaya Karunaya Maitra Chakila Jantushu Samadhena Chasharva Bhagavan Samprasidit. He says that Krishna is very pleased when his devotees approach others with these four qualities. Tikshaya, tolerance, first. Lord Chaitanya says, I mentioned that this morning, we have to be tolerant. It's the material world. Excuse me. A little throat problem. My doctor here is helping me out. So tolerance is not an easy quality to develop because we're still in the bodily conception of life and we're attached to results and things like this. False ego. But it's a wonderful quality. And when you go on book distribution, this is how your tolerance develops. If you're always in a nice situation, comfortable situation, how do you develop tolerance? Right? And there was one muscle builder, he said, no pain, no gain. You're all familiar with that. So, to get this tolerance, there's got to be a little pain there. You got to go through a little austerity. And then you develop, and you get the gain. You gain this tolerance. But if you're never in a situation where this tolerance is necessary, then how do you develop it? Right? Tatikshaya Karuniya. Tolerance, and then if we're tolerant, then we can, there's room for compassion. If we're not tolerant, it's not possibly compassion, right? Because you're agitated. Well, it's the opposite of tolerance, you're agitated, disturbed. So then how can compassion come out? First we have to be tolerant, then we can be compassionate. And what does it mean to be compassionate? It means that you feel pain in seeing the suffering of others. And you want to help. That's compassion. So this material world is dukkhali no shashvata. It's a place of suffering. Everybody's suffering in this world. So when we go out on book distribution, we're giving people an opportunity to get out of this suffering. So I'll tell you one little secret, open secret, that before you go out on book distribution, you pray to the deities. Please, Krishna, I'm a nobody. have no compassion and no tolerance. Please help me develop tolerance, compassion. Help me to distribute these books. Today we're going to have, we're having a seminar, tomorrow we're going to have a seminar, and then Saturday, if all of you are inspired, hopefully we'll all go out in book distribution. Melbourne is a wonderful place for book distribution, very nice people. So do like that. You pray to the deities. And during Guru Puja, you pray, Prabhupada, please, help me to be an instrument in your hands. So this is how to be successful on book distribution. You have to pray like anything. Basically, you just have to be sincere. Krishna, I can't do this. You can do it. Please help me to be an instrument. Even Krishna, he told Arjuna, nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. You just be an instrument in my hands. Now Arjuna, he's a big warrior. He's one of the most powerful persons in the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Krishna told him, you be my instrument. Interesting. He was so able by himself. But without Krishna's mercy, Arjuna can't do anything. And that's what happened after the battle, they won, but then they were taking his wives, right? And there was some farmer or something? What was it? Remember, anybody remember? Some person, wasn't, you know, kshatriya even, came and took them away. Who was it? Cowherd boy or something. Yeah, just, you know, so insignificant. You know, Arjuna, you know, one of the most powerful persons on the planet. Couldn't defeat him. So without Krishna's mercy, we can't do anything. So we have to pray to Krishna. Please help me to be an instrument. And when you're out distributing books, you pray, you know, so Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And if you can do this, if this temple, this community can do this, just one day out of the month, you'll see the whole community will rise, your whole consciousness will rise. Just make this, even if this next Saturday, this coming Saturday, you don't have any success, just keep doing it. Keep doing it. I guarantee you, you'll be successful. It's very healthy. We all want to be healthy, right? We want our bodies to be healthy. This will help your soul to be very healthy. This is who we actually are, is the soul within. We want our body to be healthy. But more important than the body being healthy is we want the soul to be healthy. So this helps the soul to be healthy, to go out with this compassion. Tatikshya karunya maitra chukila jundushu, to approach everyone in a friendly way. Krishna's pleased at that. Yeah. Approach people in a very nice, friendly way. Excuse me, sir. And then you show them. It's actually, sometimes people ask, well, how do you stop them? Sometimes the most difficult thing to do is stop people. That's how you stop them. You're friendly, you got a big smile. Very nice. It's good, important to be happy. Because people like to talk to happy people. Sometimes I'm on book distribution, it's just so ecstatic that I'm just smiling out there for hours. And I'm just smiling. My smiles start hurting, so I had to start massaging. And you have that experience? You know, you're smiling, you gotta massage your mouth. Because you know? It's so ecstatic. So approach people in a friendly way. So it's easy, it's not difficult to approach people in a friendly way if you're tolerant and you're compassionate. Then it's easy to be friendly, right? And then samadpayana chasarva. Approach people equally. You know, I'll approach this person because he looks nice. This person's too fat. You know, this person's too old. This person looks mean. So there's a lot of course, if there's people around and there's a young person coming, another person, he doesn't look like he'll be very receptive, then obviously approach the person who looks like he's more receptive. But if there's nobody to approach and one person comes, then don't think, oh, he won't take. Because there's so many examples of people taking books whom the devotees thought they would never take. So many examples. Sometimes I'm shocked. I was in the airport one time in Los Angeles, and it was very slow. And there was one businessman coming. He had like about a $1,000 suit on. Very, you know, very successful businessman. generally we wouldn't approach them because they usually just shun us away. But I thought, anyway, there's nobody else here, let me give it a try. And I approached him, and he stopped, showed him Bhagavad Gita, and he was just listening, and then he said, you know something? It's amazing that you picked me out of the crowd. It's only him, yeah. Because I'm completely into this. This is so interesting. He gave a very nice donation, took the Bhagavad Gita, and as he was walking away, I was thinking, that's amazing, because generally I would not approach him. Yeah. So you never know. You never know who's going to take and who isn't going to take. So it'll be a very nice experience. And of course, you'll be going out with other experienced devotees. Tomorrow, I'll do a little practical. Right now is the theory. I'm just giving you some idea of why we go out, how important it is. Tomorrow, we'll give some practical demonstration on how to receive it. But basically, it's an internal activity. Prabhupada said to the Sankirtan leaders, you simply teach them how to be sincere. And what does it mean to be sincere? Let's open this up. What does that mean? Anybody know? Yes? Not to have a material motivation. That's sincerity. That's definitely sincerity. To have no material motivation. That's a very high level of sincerity, which we're shooting for. Yes. Another sign of sincerity is that, again, you're praying to Krishna, please Krishna help me to distribute this knowledge. And when we go out, we can also, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, upadrishtana mantasya, bharata bhakta maheshwara, paramahaiti shakya, dehaiti shrim purushatra. He says, within this body there's another transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, who is the supreme proprietor, and he is the overseer and permitter. So when we go out, we should understand that within the bodies that these people we're approaching is a super soul. So try to have this vision. There's a super soul that's there, and the soul is there. And this body is just an external covering, temporary external covering. And pray to the super soul, please. Help me attempt to give this soul your mercy. You see, the super soul has been traveling around with this soul that you're approaching for millions of lifetimes, right? Finally, it has a human form of light. And finally, it's coming in contact with Krishna. So this moment that you're approaching somebody is the most important moment of their life. We should understand that. Most important. So we should be very sincere, pray to Krishna, please help me in this service of giving this soul this book. So, of course, this comes by good sadhana. In the morning, we should chant our japa. If you're not chanting 16 rounds, I suggest that this be your first day to chant 16 rounds. Because book distribution comes from our sincerity, and sincerity comes from chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because this is how we connect with Krishna, this Hare Krishna mantra. And if you can, try to read some also before you go out. Read some Srimad Bhagavatam, maybe some Bhagavad Gita. This solidifies our intelligence, gives us faith. If we go out with faith, then this makes a big difference. This is where our strength comes from. Every day before I go out on book distribution, I read from Srimad Bhagavatam, I read from Bhagavad Gita. So try to rise early on this Saturday morning, coming Saturday morning. Chant your rounds early, try to read some, and then you'll be prepared. Because it's actually, Prabhupada said, we're declaring war on the illusory energy. When you go out to a battle, you got to be ready, right? It's like in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the soldiers, they went out there, they had their armor, you know, they had their weapons, and they were in good shape, you know, good physical shape. It was a and they were all ready for the war. And nobody went out there with their pajamas on. No, they were ready for war. Warriors were ready for war. So when we go out, we have to be ready spiritually. We have to have our spiritual armor on. And that's our sadhana. Very important. That's where we get our strength. And then when we go out, there'll be no problem. It'll be very easy to tolerate. And we'll have our spiritual vision. So these are some of the points I wanted to bring up this evening. So now if there's any question or comment, we can open it up. The first question is always the most difficult. Yes, Prabhu. You've gone out before, I presume.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We see it's something that you're not used to. So, if you've never done something, then it'll be difficult to even stop somebody. Whereas somebody who's been doing it for a while can go out and stop so many people immediately. They may not take a book, but they stop people. So it's a matter of practice. They have a saying, they probably have it here too, practice makes perfect. Yeah, it's a common saying. So it's something that takes practice. The more you practice it, the more you get better at it. And also associating with people who are already good at it. Like this, for those people who haven't distributed yet, who are going out on Saturday, it might be better for you to just watch. Just watch the devotees that have been doing it for a while, just to get an idea of what it's like. Yeah. Just go there. If you feel real courageous, then you can try to approach people. But go there with the intention of just watching, seeing how it's done. Yeah. And then when you go back, you can meditate on it. You know, oh, this is how it's done. If you like, you can do it. Where they first go to orientation, right? Kind of like orientation, just getting a feel of what it's like. But then, you know, as you continue, then you learn from others and practice. Just keep practicing, and eventually you learn how to do it. And sometimes you surprise yourself. There was one devotee in Los Angeles that throughout her life she was very shy. So she didn't want to go on book distribution at all. But this is back in the 70s when Prabhupada was here. It was a very important, it was the most important activity in ISKCON at that time. Everybody went on book distribution. Actually on Saturdays, every Saturday everybody would go out, except for maybe one person, Pujari. Everybody went on book distribution. So this one lady, she surrendered. Everybody's doing it, I gotta do it too. So she went out and she had a hard time. She suffered. It was difficult. But she was determined. She had a lot of love for Prabhupada. So she kept doing it. She kept doing it. And eventually she became the first woman in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness to distribute 100 big books in one day. How do you like that? Her name was Gauri Dasi. Now here, who would think that would be likely? She went out and she was small time compared to all the others. And what happened, she mentioned this. She said one day she prayed to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please take this shyness out of me. I want to distribute your books. Very sincerely, she prayed like that. And that day, it was gone. She was just very outgoing and lively and, you know, friendly and happy. And people are just taking books like anything. The power of prayer. Man proposes and God disposes. Yeah. So we have to pray for sincerity. But at the same time, we have to do our sadhana bhakti. This is where this sincerity comes from. Chant 16 very good rounds. and read Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam very attentively. And this is where you get your strength. Okay? Any other questions? Yes.
How to maintain this goal of going out and the marathon and the other five, we get caught up with it, so lose the focus. So how to maintain that focus throughout the day?
Well, try to at least keep some days a week throughout the week that you're going out. If you don't go out, then it's difficult to maintain. Right? So you have to somehow make some arrangement. There's a devotee in Denver. She's the head pujari in Denver Temple. She's been waking the deities every morning for, I don't know, 10 years or something like that, or more. Then she bathes, she dresses the deities. Then she goes out on book distribution every day for years. And Denver is called the Mile High City. Very cold. Right now, snow everywhere. She goes out and distributes books every day. Doesn't miss. She's so ecstatic. Wonderful book. She's been distributing books since 1975 or something. She doesn't take a day off. So that's sincerity. She's such a wonderful devotee. So if you want to pursue books, then you can. There's the example. Amazing example. She's got a taste for giving Krishna to others. And you know what the first thing she says to people? She says, Hare Krishna. Or I don't know if she says, excuse me first. Excuse me, Hare Krishna. I don't know. Anyway, she says Hare Krishna. Very upfront. And she sells so many books. Wonderful example. So if we want to maintain the proper consciousness, then we have to go out. If you don't go out, then how can you possibly maintain it? It's actually a higher taste. You really get a, if you continue distributing books, you really get a taste. By far the most wonderful ecstatic moments I've experienced in Krishna consciousness was on book distribution. By far. Wonderful activity. Why? Because you're starting people in the Krishna consciousness. Krishna is pleased by the activity. Lord Chaitanya is pleased by activity. Guru is pleased by the activity. I mean, it's a win-win situation. You can't lose. Okay? Yes.
My question is that it is quite easy to see the external world. It's more difficult though to see your internal drawbacks. Sometimes you see some.
So the question is sometimes or most of the time it's easy to see the external maya, but it's harder to see the internal. Maya, or attachments, or things like that. Actually, if you carry on in book distribution, Krishna reveals our attachments and our contamination. Prabhupada said there's two things that go very deep in the heart. One is attachment to the results. So sometimes on book distribution we get attached. We want to do a certain number of books, or we want to collect a certain amount of Lakshmi, so we get attached. So that's a difficult one to crossover, attachment to the results, very deep. And the other one is sex desire. This is, as I mentioned this morning, it's our old enemy. So when we go on book distribution, actually Krishna reveals, he shows the where we're at. He reveals. And because we're in the fire of ordeal, we're in this is a very intense purification process. What does this mean, fire of ordeal? It's like when you put, the way they purify gold is they put it in fire. But also the way we get ghee, put the ghee in there, you boil it, the impurities come out. So when we go on book distribution, it's like that, you're in the fire. You're in the fire of the Sankirtan mission. And you, as long as you're in that fire, you're going to get purified. impurities are going to come out. You're going to see them. And we do have to, we have to pray for intelligence to get free of this contamination. Focus on what's most important. We have these samskaras, these mental impressions that harass us occasionally. So by entering this fire ordeal, this purification, we get free of these, of this contamination. And they become replaced by pure samskaras, pure impressions. So yeah, we have to also pray for the intelligence to understand what is actually valuable, what is important, and what is not important. Shreyas and prayas. Shreyas means long term. Interior world people are interested in just a quick fix, quick gratification. But when we distribute these books, we're offering them the lasting happiness, which is ever increasing. Not this flickering. Okay? Okay, anything else? Everybody ready to go out Saturday? How many are going to go out Saturday? Come on, don't be shy. At least go out. If you're not going to distribute, at least come out and observe. Come out and observe. Okay? It'll be nice. You'll be amazed to see the book distributors distributing. And then tomorrow we'll give you some demonstration. We have some devotees here distributing for many years, and I'll show also how I distribute. And we'll have some discussion. You got another question?
So in terms of going on, some devotees find it very difficult to do books in the CD. You see people are, it's a mad rush. So is it impossible to take them out of the suburbs where it's not so
passionate?
Not so passionate, yes. What to do with those?
Yeah, we can do that. Whatever you think. I mean, you've had experience here.
For the future.
Oh. Oh yeah, okay, yeah. A little slower pace. Yeah, downtown can be a little fast pace. Yeah, you can do it. A lot of areas around here, huh? Melbourne.
Very big suburb, isn't it? Because
even door to door? Door to door is very good. I was in Brisbane distributing door to door and I was distributing just right around the temple there in Brisbane. I distributed Bhagavad Gita to the lady just right behind us. She was so enthusiastic. She had this huge mansion, you know, where's that place? In Gracemill. And right on the river there, beautiful place. Huge mansion. I walked up there and she was very happy. I showed her the Bhagavad Gita. Oh, this is so nice. Yeah, how much do you want? She gave $20. She said, Do you want any more? She was so happy. Just right, literally right behind the temple. Nobody ever went there before. And then another lady, just four houses down from the temple. She's a professor. She said, oh, the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, I teach at the university and the Hindus are always telling me about Bhagavad Gita. I should read it. She also gave like $20 or $30. Four houses down from the temple. So it's amazing. Probably right around here you find a lot of receptive people. Door to door. It's much easier going too. Because when you're distributing on the streets, then you have to chase and you have to stop people. But door to door, they come to you. You knock on the door, they come to you and you show the book. Actually this is mostly what Vaisheshika Prabhu is doing in California. San Jose, door to door. That's what they do mostly. It's much easier. So you can do some of that too.
Can you give us a demonstration tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Basically the same way. Same thing. Just in front of a door, that's all. Yeah. No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be at another seminar. Saturday we go out. I don't know, what time's a good time on Saturday? 10:30 after breakfast. Yeah, we could arrange. People have cars. Arrange the books and everything. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's the problem. A lot of people read Bhagavad Gita, they don't understand. So what I've been thinking of telling people is that, already what I tell them is, don't get stuck on the first chapter. There's a lot of names. It might be a little difficult to understand. It starts in the second chapter. So don't get stuck on the first chapter. Keep reading the second chapter. The teachings actually begin. But I was thinking of telling them that this book may be the most difficult book you've ever read. But what I've found, and thousands if not millions of others have found, that I got more out of it than any other book. So although it's very difficult to read, if you read the whole book, you're going to get a lot out of it. So say something like that. Yeah. I thought that would be a nice thing to say, isn't it? Getting the point across that it's difficult, but you're going to get a lot out of it. Right? And it's true. Bhagavad Gita is amazing, but it's, for the first time, a lot of these people, they just left their lunch eating beef, you know, and all kinds of nonsense. It's difficult to understand. Yeah.
On the same question, because people find Bhagavad Gita so difficult, should we distribute other books like Journey or Self-Discovery, or my experience, people find it a bit easier to read?
That's why these books came out, because Bhagavad Gita was a little difficult. That was the reason these books came out. SSR, Quest, Journey to Self-Discovery.
Should we do that more than
Bhagavad Gita? Depends on the person, on the devotee. Bhagavad Gita brought me to Krishna consciousness, so I feel kind of comfortable with distributing the Bhagavad Gita. And what's amazing is I travel all over the world, and it's shocking how many people come to Krishna consciousness because of getting the Bhagavad Gita. Although it's so difficult to read for the first time. I mean, I'm amazed. You also, what book convinced you? Which book convinced you? Bhagavad Gita, there you go. I'm curious, who in this room came to Krishna consciousness convinced because they got a Bhagavad Gita? That was the first book. Look here, about two-thirds maybe, or no, about, yeah, good amount, yeah. It's powerful, it's difficult, but it's powerful. Brings people around. Prabhupada also said, my books are like a sweet ball. Wherever you bite into it, it's sweet. So either SSR, JSD, Bhagavad Gita, it's all sweet. However you feel comfortable. The segment, when you're distributing books, you can go in Dhoni and Kurta, or you can go in Western, however you feel comfortable. That's what I always tell them. Sometimes they ask, should we go in Dhoni and Kurta, or Western dress? However you feel comfortable. Whatever book you feel comfortable with. You know, it's all Krishna. It's all God. So whatever you feel comfortable with. Okay? It's almost 9 o'clock. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.